I'll mute you. Let's first turn to the page. Page Chavakuk, Perek Beis. We're up to the middle of the last psukim. We did the Rashis and the Mitzudos. We're up to the Radak. Okay, so let's just review the psukim to get started. Let me put everyone on mute. Okay. So let's catch up to speed. We're up to we started yesterday. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, just two psukim, and Pasuk Chaf, three psukim. Pasuk Yudches said, "Mo hoyil pesel." Of what benefit is it to you to worship an idol? Ki fisalo yotzroy. And then we repeat the words, Mohoil. It's as if the Pasuk says again, Mohoil kifi solo yaitra. What benefit is there to the owner, to the craftsman, in this that he wasted his time in crafting, kifi solo, he chiseled out an idol from a piece of wood, the Yoitzroy, the creator, in other words, the craftsman. Of what benefit was there to the craftsman to take a piece of wood and to chisel out and to make it into an idol? And then we repeat the word Mohoil a third time. Mohoil. Masse. Mohoil. Kifisolo Yoitzroy Masecha. Of what benefit is it to the Yoitzer, to the craftsman, that he chiseled out a Masecha? No. See the trup. I didn't even realize the trup does not really fit well with the way I was translating it. Let me just quickly go back to the Mitzudas David. I'm getting a bit confused. Over here, Mohil Pesel, Im Kol Eila Yavo Yolav Ma, Im Kein Hoyil Loya Pesel, Asher Pesel, Vyosahu Ha'uman Hayoitzer Umisakna. So it goes all together. And then Masecha he learns as an independent statement. Vechein HaMasecha Mahoil. V'chein hamalam en hashekas. So let's review what it says over here one more time. Pasuk Yudches mohoil pesel kifisolo yoitzrei. According to the Mitzudas, we group together the word pesel together with the next three words kifisolo yoitzrei, and we translate the words backwards. Yoitzrei is the craftsman. What benefit did you, the craftsman, have in your effort, in your labor of being kifis soloi, you in this that you have worked hard to chisel out pesel, the idol? And then we come to one word, independent word, masecha, and we repeat the entire expression again. What benefit was there to you, the craftsman, in this that you have poured molten metal to produce a masecha? And then we repeat the words a third time and we say, ma moyel, what benefit did you get? What benefit is there to this object? It teaches you nothing. It is a teacher of falsehood. Kivotach, and now we explain what the problem is. Kivotach yoitzer yitzroi olav. The idolaters and the creator have, the yoitzer, the creator, has had faith in yitzro, in his object of creation. We spent a lot of time on this yesterday. The word yitzro means that the object that he has, that the yoitzer has created, olav, he puts his confidence in this piece of wood or this piece of metal, la'asos elilim ilamim, to produce idols that are deaf mutes. And we discussed yesterday that an ilam is the ultimate insult. It represents the absence of life. You know, the golem that supposedly the Maral made, okay, did the Maral make a golem? Probably not. But if he did make a golem, the golem could not speak. The golem, it was able to look like a person, make believe it was a person, but what was lacking from the golem, even if the Maral did not make a golem, but we assume there were other people back in the past who did make a golem, whatever that means. And one thing we know about a golem is it can do everything a man can do, but it cannot speak. It's lacking the koyach hadibur. It's an ilam, a deaf mute. Why? Because it truly lacks life.
Real life is the ability to communicate. And without that ability to communicate, it is an elam. It is interesting that in society, when we talk about getting an education, or when we want to give an education, the most basic elementary form of education is to learn how to read and write. Communication skills. This is the most basic form of education before you get involved in sophisticated mathematics and sciences and all the other subjects in the liberal arts colleges. Before we go even there, the most basic form of education is to teach a child how to read and write, because reading and writing captures the theme of communication. A person is able to receive information, and a person is able to give over information. Speaking skills and reading and writing. That is Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim Vahirdom Nefesh Chaya L'ruach Mimalala. A creature that communicates, that speaks. And when a creature does not have that ability, if a person has been denied education where he can't even spell his own name, it's very, very sad. It's very sad if people have been denied in their life the ability, the opportunity to be taught how to communicate in a meaningful way by reading and writing. Okay, then Pasuk Yutes says, Hoy Hashem, he laments. We discussed this yesterday at great length. This over here is a lament. Oimer lo etz hakitzo, wake up. Uri le'evin dumam, a person says to the dead stone, he says, wake up, two words which mean almost the same thing. Hu yoire? Question mark, a rhetorical question. Do you really fool yourself in believing that the piece of wood, the piece of metal can give you guidance in life? Hinehu tofus, it is plated, it is covered, it's spread over. Zahav v'chesef v'chol ruach ein b'kibbo, there's no spirit within. But v'Hashem, in contrast to the idol that the idolaters are screaming and yelling, wake up, behichal kodshoi, Hashem is not gold, Hashem is not silver, Hashem is not precious materials, Hashem is invisible, He is in His holy abode, has mipanav kol aretz, either like the Metzilas David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria is silent. There is no need for man to scream, to shout, to yell, wake up, because we know Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Or according to Rashi, this is a command, a tzivui. Has, Hashem in His holy abode, He gives out the command, silence. Hashem says to the earth, silence. And that's a very powerful idea, Rashi. Rashi is telling us that Hashem's command is to be quiet. It's to be, what do you mean be quiet? Let's go back to what we just said 1 moment ago. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to do when HaKadosh made man? Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya l'ruach mimalila. If the essence of man is to be a creature of speech, how then can it be that Hashem is giving man a command to be quiet? Has mipanav kol aretz. Isn't that a contradiction to the purpose of creation? If the climax, the apex of creation is Adam, the Yetzir Kapov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and within Adam comes the principle that his life is defined with the term Lenefesh Chaya L'ruach Memalala, how can it then be that Hashem is telling man, silence, has, Mipanav Kolar. So that we have to see in the Mefarshim. We have to come back to that in a few moments. Okay, so we learned yesterday over here to the Perushim of the Mitzudois and Rashi, and now we're going to attempt to go through the Radak. Okay, so the Radak, let me there's a one-liner here, so I'm not going to make a copy, I'm not going to make a picture yet. Let me just show you what it's over here, Ma'ahil Pesel. I'm reading the Radak in Pasuk Yudches. If you have an edition of Tanakh, which probably many of you do, and almost every edition has a Radak, so I'm reading from the Radak now for 1 moment. Ma hoyeloi pistol lamelach bavel shoye mishalel boy vinoisen hakoyach le eloi hoy. The Radak is learning l'shitasai. We are describing Nebuchadnezzar. We were mocking Nebuchadnezzar. What benefit do you have in worshiping your idol? Ma hoyeloi. We know that Nebuchadnezzar, he made a statue, a massive statue, and all over the many statues of himself and of gods. What benefit Mahoyaloi Biyoim Shivoy on the day of his Churbin, on the day of reckoning, the Khain Amar bin Mus Yeshayahu Kora Bel Kores Nevo. Okay, we have a parallel. There's an idol called Bel, there is an idol called Nevo. Okay, we're waiting for the book to come out soon, part two of all the different types of idols. And each idol has a unique characteristic. And here the Pasuk in Yeshaya Max, the idol called Bel and the idol called Nevo, by telling them to go to the room that does not have a mezuzah and do your thing. Okay, that's the ultimate litzanus in Chazal. Kol litzenus asida mibar militzenusa de'avodas kechavim. It is forbidden in this world to make litzanus, to mock anything in this world, because everything in this world has a purpose, except idols. The only thing that a person is permitted to mock and make leitzanus is avodah zarah, and the ultimate form of mockery is when you say about an idol, you compare it to it going to the Beis HaKiseh. Okay, now I'm turning to the next radak. Okay, I'll just read this because it's very short. Ki fisalo yotzroi. Ho'uman sheyitzaroi ufisaloi ma'at elos hasbo. It's very straightforward. You have no benefit. Masecha mo'er sheker ma'hoyelo gamken ha'masecha shenosach ba'pesel. What benefit is there to this molten image? Ma'hoyel b'chem ha'pesel shemora yesheker la'ovdoi. He repeats with ma'hoyel three times. So far, everything is the same. Ki batach yoytzer yitzroi ala perush ma'at elos yim sabo ha'yoytzer sheyitzaroi ki batach olaf. The Yoytzer that created it, he has faith in it. Ki botach al Yitzroi, kiloimar al maase yodav, hamaase nikro Yoytzer. The ho'ise nikro Yoytzer. This we discussed yesterday. This is what the Sifsei Zakenim explained in the parish of Rashi, that the word Yitzroi is the product, and the Yoytzer is the creator. Of what benefit is there to the creator to have faith in his product? Next, Elilim Ilumim Shelo Ya'anu El HaKorei Elohem. They are equivalent to a deaf mute. They do not respond. Everything so far on is exactly the same. There are no chidushim here, at least on the surface. Hoy, Omer lo eitz dumam toya hakloli lezochel nekeva kumay reikam v'chein shvi dumam. Okay, this is a grammatical point that the word dumam is not gender specific. It can be either zochel or nekeva. Hu yore bitmiya ato hakorei loy eich tachshav sheyore lecha es asher tase. So far the same. Okay, I'm reading further. And now for this, we're going to take a picture, because now we're getting to some meat. We're entering now into a new arena. And for that, we need to take a picture of the page so everyone can see it clearly. Okay. I'll do the best that I can. No, the truth is I made a mistake. We really don't need this. I'll anyway put it up, but I thought I made a mistake. Just give me one moment. Okay, we got a problem and it's taking the picture sideways. I have to try this again, sorry.
It looked good for me.
No, that was the wrong picture. That was a mistake.
But I think if you hit on the picture, you can turn it yourself, rotate it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Let's try one more time. Okay. Okay. Okay, we're over here. Hinei hu tofus zahav v'chesef. The idol has been covered. Kloimar tofus u'mitzupe b'zahav v'chesef perush ein basar v'dam shikabul ruach ki kesef zavu. Now, he understands this to mean, okay, it's been covered with gold and silver. It's not a living organism. Lefichach v'chol ruach ein bekirba yperish v'chol shum ruach afilu ruach abehema v'chol chen v'chol malacha lo sasu kol chelu v'chol dom lo sechlu v'adam lohem. Okay. Pasachaf. V'Hashem beheichal kodshoi. V'ein kein Hashem. Hashem is not like this. Ki hu hanoisein ruach b'chol basar v'af al pishuhu beheichal kodshoi v'hu ha-shamayim. Has mipanav kol aretz. Yiru Miponav, kol yoishvei haaretz. According to the parish of the Radak, he's translating the word has to mean to be afraid. We've translated it so far. Rashi made it very, very clear. Has l'shoin shituk, silence. The Mitzudos David, he translated the word shisika. Okay, same exact thing. And he cites a source. The Mitzudos David did us a very big favor. In the Mitzudos Siyoin, he shows the word has vayahas kolev. That's a great source. Kolev, he silenced the people. At the time of the Miraglim, he wanted to speak up. And he silenced the people. Vayas. In the context of the pasuk there, it clearly means silenced. Likewise here, has mipanav kol aretz, it means silence. The Radak does not appear to agree. The Radak says, has mipanav kol aretz, yiru, yiru, which means afraid, mipanav kol aretz. The earth is afraid of Hashem. It's not a command. Hashem is not giving you a command to be afraid of me. Hashem, it's a statement of fact. The earth is afraid. The inhabitants of the earth are afraid of Hashem. Ki hu ha-mashkiach bohem.
It's not in a command form?
Yiru miponov. I don't think so. It should then say, if it would be the
command. Hashem, that's a command form, right?
Yiru?
Kiddushov.
Okay, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe, perhaps. Yiru miponav kol haaretz, ki hu hamashkiach bohem, v'roye kol maaseihem. Hashem sees everything. K'mo shenemar mishamayim hibid Hashem ra'ah. He sees es kol b'nei ha'adam. Now, in my edition, I do not know what you have in front of you, if you have a radak in you, but the edition I put on the screen, if you notice, there are brackets, and in the brackets it says Nusach Acher Yi Daimu, silence. Another word for silence, Shetika and Demama, Vayidoim Aharon. So we have really, you can really say that we have here three words which mean the same thing. We have Shesika, Ahas, and Demama. And according to the Nusach Acher, that's what the word means. That would mean that the Radak is agreeing with Rashi and agreeing with the Mitzudos David. He doesn't use the word Shesika. He uses the word Demama, which is pretty much for our purposes the same thing. But in the regular Girsa, not in the brackets, he does not translate the word in that fashion. He translates the word as be afraid. And that answers the question that I posed in the very beginning. Why would the Radak deviate from Rashi and from the Mitzudois David? Because it's a shocking thing when you think about it. I mean, we're brainwashed because we're so used to this pasuk. This pasuk we saw in Shavuos, Has Mipunav. It's the first pasuk of the Haftarah. Most people, they listen at least to the first pasuk of the Haftarah before they tune out. And Has means silence. Has Mipunav Kolaretz. Why would Radak deviate from that simple interpretation? So the answer, like I said before, is because it's a shocking thing for Hashem to tell man to be silent. Because the purpose of creation, the pinnacle of creation was the creation of man. And man is defined as a creature that speaks. L'nefesh chaya l'ruach memalala. Hashem is putting an end to creation. If Hashem tells man, if Hashem puts a muzzle on man, Hashem is basically shutting down the world. He's putting an end to his creation, which is very surprising. And look, we know that in Chinuch HaBanim, in good parenting, and if you read the books about when they teach in teachers, they train teachers today, the goal is always to encourage a student to ask a question. The goal is always to engage with your students. There should be give and take. There should be shakla v'tarya. It is considered to be a failure for a teacher for him to tell his students silence. You're not supposed to silence your students. You're not supposed to put them on mute. You're supposed to encourage them to speak and to ask questions. So it is really a shocking thing what the pasuk means according to Rashi and the Mitzvah David. And it makes it a lot easier according to the Radak when we translate the word has to mean that the earth should be afraid of Hashem. Being afraid of Hashem does not mean that you should be silent. It means that when you open your mouth, you should speak with respect and derecheretz and nimus. It's an entirely different ballgame. Now, with that in mind, let's take a look over here now at the parish of the Malbim. Okay, so the Malbim, we'll go back to Pasuk Yudches. There are two lines. I'm going to begin the first two lines without a screenshot because it's just two lines, and then I'll put up the screenshot. Ma hoyil pesel. I'm going back again to Pasuk Yudches in the Malbim. Al pize misvakech imochem al masha shibchu lelohei kesev ezov kamo sha'amar olav Daniel v'al more shemaya hisrei manto. Like Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, you have exalted yourself, you have raised yourself over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulemonaya di veisei haisiv kodamoch. You brought out Hashem's utensils and you drank from them. V'lelohei kaspa v'duchov v'nechosha parzla o v'avno. And all the different types of utensils you have brought forth, dilech chazion v'leshamon v'leyodon shabocho v'lelokei dish nishmascha biyodach loy hadart. Okay, so he says over here so far that he just quotes a pasuk in Daniel where Daniel criticizes Belshazzar that you have worshipped idols that are made from gold, silver, stone, and all other types of materials that are found in this world, but to the Ribbono shel Olam, who has given you your neshama, you have failed to acknowledge. Now, the Radak continues, and to see that, I'm going to put on the screen a picture, so you can follow along with me. Okay, here it is. Okay, I'm continuing the Radak. I'm now up to the second line in the Radak. Oimer, Hashem is saying to Belshazzar, Re'u no ata, the Malbim. I'm in the Malbim. If you look over here, I put it on the screen. I'm on the second line in the Malbim. Oimer, Re'u no ata ma hoyil lochem apesla sher shibachta oiso shehu nitzach lekel elyein. He's making leitzonos. Chavakuk is making leitzonos of Belshazzar, saying to him, look at this idol
that you have, and your perverted, corrupt mind believe this piece of wood has prevailed over Hashem, over the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we mean? Hachi hitzil eschem yadai. Do you really foolishly believe that this piece of wood is going to save you from Hashem? Ubeir gnusa pestel mitzad achoymer v'yatzura. Now this is something which is very beautiful, where the Radak, the Malbum, is coming to take an idol, and it's coming to break down an idol into two parts. Number one is the material from which the idol is made. Number two is the tsura, is the form. And each of these things are symbolic. And he explains, V'apoil v'atachlis. V'apoil means, the poil means the worker. Really, there are four parts. There is, let's take it back. There is the material from which an idol is made. There is the form of what it looks like. There is the craftsman who makes the idol. And there is the purpose of owning the idol. Now he explains. Mitzad ha-poyel. He starts with the craftsman, the one who, the creator of the idol. Oimer, mifesoloi yoitzroi. Haloi, ha-poyel oisoi hu ben adam. Who is the creator who has fashioned this object? You're just a human being. You're a boss of Adam. The day will come when you'll be in the grave. He formed. Number two. What is this object? It's nothing more than a molten image. It's a piece of metal. It's metal which can melt and is poured. Next, umitzar hatsuro oimer shehu moireh hasheker. What does that mean? It's the form. The form is, it's moireh sheker. Now that is a little bit more difficult to understand. What is the Malbum here trying to say? The tsura is the form of the idol, is something which instructs falsehood. I'm not really clear what that means, but let's go further for one moment. Umitzad,
it resembles Mahara language here. You have the Homer and the Tzura.
Yes, absolutely. Umitzad atachlis oimer kivotach yoitzer yitzroi olav lasais elilim ilimim. Shi'ura kosof. The meaning of the pasuk is kivotach yoitzer. Mashabotach tsarich olav ritzon olaymar. Mashabotach hanoitzar al hayoitzer. What the noitzar, what the object is promising its creator. Zeyivtach hayoitzer al hanoitzar is really what the yoitzer promises the creation. What does this mean? It's talking in circles. Shehanoitzar, botach al hayoitzer, sheyase elil ilaim. The noitzar, the object that has been created, has faith in the creator that it will be created. Ki yoise mizeh lo yuchal hayoitzer lasayis, ki eino yochal lasayis boi ruach chayim b'vidibur. Uvitochoin zeh bi'atzmo yiftach hayoitzer lahasig min ha-pesel, hanoitzar, sheyase oisoi, Elil Ilaim. And that's exactly what the creator is having faith in the object, that it should be just like it and also become a deaf mute. Let's read one more line. He's saying something here that is extremely deep, extremely profound. He's touching upon the depth of idolatry. These few lines here should be studied in every college, by every student who studies the ancients and their idols and their mode of worship.
He lies like a dead stone.
Now we go on to the next part. Let's explain over here what's going on over here. First of all, the Malbum has done something no one else has done that we know of until now. He's taken an idol, and he has broken down an idol into four parts. Four parts. There are four ingredients in every idol. Number one, the creator. Who is the one who made the idol? Who gets credit? Whose logo? There's a copyright. Who, under whose name is the copyright registered? That's critical. Number two, what material is this object made out of? Is it plastic? Is it glass? Is it metal? Is it earth? What is the chomer? Number three, what is the tsura, the form? You take this object and you shape it. You shape it in a distinct image. And that was number three. And number four, for what purpose? Why? What's the goal? What is the goal of creating this object? Each one of the four ingredients that is essential to an idol has massive, massive flaws. As far as the material that it's made from, what is it? It's nothing. It's of no value. You can melt it. You can destroy it. It's nothing. Metal can be melted. Wood can be burnt. Earthenware can be pulverized. Every material is ephemeral. There's nothing. There's no nitzrius in any material. What about the tsura, the form? What does it look like? So this is a little deeper. It's created in the image of something that represents sheker. Every idol obviously is created to look like something. It looks like there's some type of image. What it represents, the tsura, is an example of sheker. It's advising man to lie. It's advising man to do things that are not correct. Now, the next two parts are very, very deep. There's the creator, the one who made this idol, and then there is the purpose. So here we go. If this piece of metal would be able to get up in front of us and speak, make believe it would be able to give us a speech and tell us about its creation. It would say, I was just a piece of metal, and I was hoping someone would come along and make me into a deaf mute. That's what it basically says. It was once a fantastic commercial. I don't know if it was on television or if it was on the internet, where they showed bottles, cans and bottles, all different types of recyclable materials, books, things you throw in the garbage. And in this commercial, these objects that were lying in the garbage were talking. They gave it life and they were saying, oh, I hope one day I can become a bicycle. I hope one day I can be a building. I hope one day I can be think about all these different, I can be some type of pot. These objects that were in the garbage were expressing dreams. Maybe the day will come when I'll be recycled and I'll turn into something of value for society. I'm just an empty can. Someone had a Coca-Cola, they threw me in the garbage. Maybe one day when I'll grow up, I'll be a bicycle. And then the next image they show is that can, they show a bicycle and someone running on the bicycle in this beautiful scenic background in Central Park. And the commercial was showing that if you recycle, when you recycle, you're giving life to the what you're throwing into the garbage. Okay, they're just trying to promote that a person should recycle, but it was a very fascinating principle. And in essence, the Malbim is saying something just like that over here. That Malbim here is saying is over here there's a piece of metal lying on the floor. They've extracted from the earth some precious metal, and the precious metal saying, oh, maybe the day will come when I will turn into an idol. My dream is to be an idol. What's your dream? My dream is I should be a deaf mute. What is an idol? An idol can't do anything. An idol is just, it can be destroyed at any moment. An idol's image represents Sheker. And the idol is a deaf mute. It can't do anything. That is the hope of the raw material. The owner, the craftsman, the owner, the sponsor of this idol, wants to be just like that creation. He also wants to be a human being that is a deaf mute. He also wants to basically give up his uniqueness in this world of being, in this world, the nefesh chaya, vayehi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, l'ruach memalala. It wants to be just like the idol. So the hope of the Yotzer is to be like the Nitzar. And the hope of the Nitzar is to be like the Yotzer. Each one is trying to be just like the other. The idol and the Yotzer are competing, are attempting to be just one, to be one just like the other. Okay, this is very, very deep. I want to read it again because I really think there's a lot of depth in this idea, which you're only going to get from a Malm. So I'm putting it back up on the screen. Let's go read this over here, these last few lines. Okay, it's the second to last line before it gets wide. Two lines before it gets wide. Kivotach. Okay, two lines before it gets wide. Kivotach yoitzer yitzroi olav lasois elilim ilimim. Shi'ur ha'kosov. This is a very difficult pasuk. And the Malam is telling us, I'm going to explain to you the measure of the pasuk, meaning the deeper meaning of this pasuk. Kivotach ha'yoitzer, the craftsman, the sponsor, has confidence. Ma shabu tzarich olav, his needs, the craftsman has had faith that this object will fulfill his needs. What does that mean? Ritzoyne loymar, ma shabotach ha'yoitzer, the same exact thing that the piece of metal is yearning for, mashabotach hanotzar al hayoitzer, we're making believe now that the piece of metal is a living organism. And this living organism is yearning for fulfillment. But being that it's an idol, its fulfillment is nonsense. Shebotach hanoitzer al hayoitzer, the idol, the metal, is yearning that its creator should do something with it and make it into something. Exactly what the piece of metal is yearning for is what the sponsor and the craftsman is also yearning for. Zeh, that exact thought, is yiftach hayoitzer al hanoitzer. Now he explains this. We're going many levels deep. Shahanoitzar, the object of metal that has been fashioned into the image of an idol, botach, has confidence al hayoitzer over the on. He has confidence in the craftsman. Sheyase elil ilaim, that it will make it into a dead idol. There's a piece of metal, scrap metal, lying on the sidewalk. And if this piece of scrap metal would be able to speak, it would say, oh, you know, I hope one day somebody will come and pick me up and melt me down and shape me in the form of an idol, and everyone will come bow down to me. Oh, I'm yearning for that. I'm yearning for that day when I'll no longer be lying in a junkyard. Someone should take me and make me into an idol so the world will come bow down to me. This is the yearning of the piece of metal. And here in the parentheses, he explains this, ki yoyser mizeh lo yuchal ha-yoyser lasas, because why do you only yearn for that? If the metal can speak, why do you have such low expectations in life? Why is the most you can yearn for that someone will come along and take you out of the junkyard and make you into an idol? Why don't you have aspirations to be a person, to be a human being, to be able to live and breathe and to learn and come to the morning kollel? Why don't you have greater aspirations than just being transformed into an idol? So in the parentheses it says the reason why the piece of metal in the junkyard does not have such hasagos is because it knows that a human being does not have the ability to do that. It knows human beings, the most they can do with me is bow down to me, but they cannot give me life because a human being is a nothing. I know that a human being can't possibly give me the koyach of speech and real life. The most a human being can do for me is to shape me, is to melt me down, and shape me in the form of an idol as a deaf mute. That's what these are the aspirations of the metal in the junkyard. And now the Malbim finishes the cycle. Uvitochin zeh, exactly what the piece of metal in the junkyard is yearning for, is what the craftsman is also yearning for. The craftsman wants someone should come along and remove from him his koyach ha-dibur and transform him into a deaf mute. By worshiping an idol, you are basically desiring to be downgraded from a human being into a domain. You want to be just like the idol. The idol is a piece of metal, and the piece of metal wants an upgrade to go from being a piece of metal into an object that has a tsura that can't speak. Likewise, when a human being worships this idol, looks at this piece of metal and transforms it into an idol, the human being is doing exactly the same thing. He's trying to transform himself, but instead of going up, to go down. Instead of me being a human being that can have a koyach ha-dibur and can communicate with the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to downgrade myself and make myself into just a clay and water that is an elam. Uvitochin zeb atzmoy yiftach hayoitzer lahasik. It's exactly this confidence, this aspiration the yoitzer wants to achieve min hapesel, from the idol hanoitzer that he has created. That he also should be shayase oisoy elil elam. You want to make yourself into an idol that's a deaf mute. You want to downgrade yourself. V'zeh, then he goes on to say, that's exactly what Belshazzar happened to Belshazzar. Belshazzar was a human being. He had the koyach ha-dibur. He had potential for greatness. But when Belshazzar worshipped the idol, he was downgrading himself. He was yearning. His aspirations were equal to the aspirations of a piece of metal in a junkyard. V'zeh melitza, this is an expression of Belshazzar, shenerag, he was killed. V'sar mimenu ruach ha-chayim, he lost life by worshipping idols, he giving up your life. V'shoichef, he would lie down, dead, ke'even dumam, kimoye ho elil, like a getchka, like an idol, asher osahu, that he made, u'botach olav, that he had confidence in, she'en ruach ha-chayim bekirboy, which has no spirit, period. Okay, so I hope you appreciated this. This is a very, very deep concept. This is a very, very deep concept in Avodah Zarah and how the Pasuk mocks Avodah Zarah. He's giving us over here a whole new approach to understand the Pasuk over here when it says, Ki Votach Yoitzer Yitzroy Olav. What he's doing over here, if you go back to the Pasuk, now that we explained, he really answers the question. He translates the words very different than everyone else on this page. We have struggled yesterday and today to explain, to translate the words kivotach, yoitzer, kamo, yitzroy olav. And until now, according to everyone, Rashi, the Mitzudos, and the Radak, every single word of these five words, ki, votach, yoitzer, yitzroy olav, they all are relating back to the craftsman, to the creator of the idol. The creator of the idol is the subject of this expression. The craftsman has confidence, ki votach yotzer. The craftsman has confidence, yitzro, that the object of his creation, olav. We have to connect the word olav to the word votach. We have to read the words out of order, as we do very, very often. It should be read, ki votach yotzer olav, ki votach olav, yitzro yotzer. Maybe that's a better way to translate. Ki votach olav, he had, let's try this way. Ki yotzer, the creator, botach olav yitzro. I think if we rearrange the words in that order, it's much, much easier to translate according to Rashi, the Mitzudos, and the Radak. Again, the words would be the order, ki yotzer, the creator of this idol, botach, had confidence, he expressed confidence in olav, upon it, upon, what is the it that the creator expressed confidence, yitzro, the product of his labor. There's a master craftsman who creates an idol and then looks at the idol and says to the idol, you are my God. You will bring me success. That is pretty much the way Rashi, the Mitzudos, and the Radak Limshan, the Pasek. Along comes the Malbim and he says something that is off the charts amazing. He says he got it all wrong. The pasuk, the expression, must be broken up into two parts. The first part of the expression is kivotach yotzer. Okay, the first part is kivotach yotzer. The yotzer has confidence in it. We have to add the words. He has confidence in the object of his creation. What's the confidence? What's the confidence? And the second, next two words is answering that question. The confidence he has in the idol is the same confidence, the same aspiration that the idol has in the craftsman. It's yitzro, the object that has a love upon the master craftsman. Like this commercial that I saw. There's a piece of metal in a junkyard that is yearning. When will the day come when someone will come to the junkyard and pick me up and make me into something of meaning? What kind of meaning? I don't want to be a bicycle. I don't want to be another car. I've been there, done that already. I don't want to be a can of soda. I don't want to be a machine. I've been that. I've been through those. That I want to be now an idol. I want to be in a church. I want to be an idol. I want everyone to bow down to me. Oh, look who's coming into the junkyard. A galach is coming. Oh, I have confidence that he will pick me up and he will make me into a deaf mute, into a stupid, foolish piece of metal that people will bow down to and think that it can do something for them, when in truth it's nothing but an elil. This is the faith, the confidence that the yitzro, the object, the product, has on its creator. And the beginning of the pasuk says, guess what? That same thought that the piece of metal in the junkyard has, Kalman Shiloini. of Kalman Shiloni. Woo! Shalom Aleichem. It is so nice to see you. I got your message 11 o'clock last night. I was afraid to call you back so late, so it's good to see you. We'll talk later. So what does it say over here? It's saying over here, Yitzroy, Yitzroy Olav, the same aspiration that this piece of metal in the junkyard has from the Galach. Take me, pick me up, recycle me, make me into a deaf mute that people will bow down to, into a nothing. That's exactly what a human being is doing. He's lowering himself to a low. Here I am. Hashem gave me the gift of Dibur. He gave me the gift of divinity. I don't want it. My hasagos, my aspiration is to be a deaf mute. It's to be a nothing. It's to be a nobody. It's to give up my life. To die and lie in the grave like a stone. It's beautiful what the Malbim does. How he takes this expression and he's defining for us the essence of idolatry. Okay, this is powerful stuff. I hope obviously I'm trying to explain the best that I can, but he's bringing out over here incredible ideas of equating a human being to an object. Well, you know what's so amazing about it? What's so amazing about this perish of the Malam is because when we look at Avodah Zarah, we always look at Avodah Zarah as Einayim lohem v'lo yiru, Aznayim lohem v'lo yishmohu, Af lohem v'lo yirichun, Yedeim v'lo yimishun, Ragleim v'lo yahalechu. We always look at an idol and we say an idol is dead. The Malbim says it's true, but it's not true. The Malbim here is giving life to an idol. That's what he's doing. He's giving life to an idol and he's mocking the idol. He's saying there's a piece of scrap metal in the junkyard, and this piece of scrap metal is alive, and it has aspirations. I want to be something one day, but who could make me? Who can make me into something? A human being. But the most a human being can do for me is to make me into an idol. He can't give me a koich hadibur. He can't give me intelligence. He can't give me divinity. So what could a human being do for me? The most, my biggest hasogos can be a human being will make me into an elam, into a golem. He's giving the idol life, but it's a life of death. And then we're saying when you worship the idol, you're doing exactly what the idol, the piece of metal wanted for itself, is what you're doing to yourself. But the idol at least had more seichel than you, because at least the idol was going up and you're going down. You have it all. And you're lowering yourself. You're stooping to this incredible, intense low by giving up the gift of dibur and blessing. Okay, let's finish up. Okay, one more pause. Let's try if we can finish up.
Rabbi Levine,
yeah.
I just want to say, you know, Hashem created us in his image, right? And here you have man creating an idol in his own image, which means it's a form of self-worship.
Exactly. The Malbim is saying something along those lines. Not exactly, but the idea is there. He's saying it in a different way. This, if you take this, when I was in college, I took philosophy. We learned a lot of the Zara, all these crazy things. We never, I don't remember almost anything I learned. It was a long time ago, but I can't imagine anything that we learned in the entire course was as powerful, as deep as these few lines in the Malbim, describing Avodah Zarah. There's incredible depth here, what the Malbim is doing in this idea. And it's interesting, I have to really thank this commercial that I saw. I don't know if I could find this commercial. It really made me understand this Malbim, that commercial of showing a bottle, a can of soda in the garbage can in the park, speaking. I hope one day I can become a bicycle. I hope one day I can become, when I grow up, I want to be I want to be this, I want to be that. It was done in a very clever way. It's triggering some memories. You think they had children speaking. In this commercial, you heard children speaking. I want to be a fireman. Like what children want to be when they grow up. And it was a little confusing. Who's speaking here? And then as the commercial continued to play on, it became clear, oh, the objects in the garbage are speaking and they're yearning to be recycled into something of value for society. And it was a very beautiful commercial. You have to say, you can't say not. And in essence, that's exactly what the Malbim is doing here. That these objects have yearnings, aspirations to be something of meaning. In this case, the people should bow down to them. And when you, the fool, who has everything you can possibly want to make an idol and worship it, you're acting just like these objects. But look what you're doing. You're stooping to an intense low. Okay, let's see. Let's just start the next Malbim. I'm not going to be able to finish it because it's out of time, but let's just talk a little bit. He describes amazing things. I'm reading now Pasuk Yutes in the Malbim. I'll put it back on the screen just for a few more moments, and then we'll stop. Photo, file manager, images, camera. Okay, it should be back on the screen now. One moment. Okay, here it is. Okay, Pasuk Yutes. In Pasuk Yutes in the Malbim, Hamelitz Yitzayer Niskavois Mitzayres Givias Balshetzar. He is describing the body, the dead body of Balshetzar. Shenerag, Vu Shoichev Peger. Peger is an ugly word, a corpse. Elaim, that's a deaf mute, has no koyach of communication, B'loi Ruach, no spirit. Amazing. When he was dead, they buried Balshetzar in garments of gold and silver, kitzir ho'elil shaloi, just like his idol. Shehu gam kein peger ilim tofus, that is overlaid zohav chesef, ein ruach chayim b'kir boi, ad sheyitzayer sheho'elil osa es Balshetzar. The elil made Balshetzar. She'ovad oisoy liyois doyme elof. Self-worship. They dressed up Balshetzar in the same clothing like the idol. You ever seen American Dream Girl, the American Dream Dolls? You go in and you can have, you can buy the same clothing for yourself. You have a matching set of clothing. You have the same design, the same dress. You buy for the doll, you buy for yourself. Matching. It's exactly what they did over there. Hashem says, whoa, what a late sonus that they dress up his dead body in the same garments like the idol. Balshetzar, he made the idol and he dressed it up in gold and silver. And when Balshetzar died, they dressed up his dead body in his coffin to look just like the idol. Excuse me, who made who? Balshetzar is the one who made the idol. And Balshetzar is the one who dressed up the idol. And now when Balshetzar is dead, they're dressing up Balshetzar like the idol? It's a litzonis. Koreani, mishu oimer lo eitz hakitza, return to Lama, Balshetzar she'ovad es pesa lo eitz, to Evan. Balshetzar worshipped this stone. V'hoye koreyela b'tfilosei she'yokutz mishnasa v'yisoyre l'shmoye t'filosei. And Balshetzar would scream at the idol, wake up! Hu yoyre? Hainu, Balshetzar yoyre vilameid vivarer ki kenim divarai ma shamarti shayotzer yasig min apesel es asher hisig apesel menu sheyishaveh mimenu elil ilaim. According to the parish of the Malbim, the word hu yoyre is not a rhetorical question. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos and the Radak, it was a rhetorical question. Hu yoyreh? Do you think this pesel is going to tell you what to do in life? Is going to help you? Is going to tell you, give you hadrocha? Are you ridiculous? Are you out of your mind? That's not how the Malbim learns. The Malbim learns is, it's a statement. Balshetzar, you will be the one that will acknowledge the falsehood of this insanity. Hu yoyre ki haloi hu tofuzov chesef shepigre melubash boy b'chol ruach ein b'kir boy. Belshazzar is dead. He's dead. And he's dressed up in gold and silver, imitating the idol that he himself made. He became just like the Pesel. He became dead like the Pesel. The Pesel is dead, and he wanted it, and he made the Pesel. He lowered himself to the level of the Pesel. He became just like the Pesel. He who yoireh, he is an example for the world to study, a model, paradigm of the futility, nonsense, the insanity of worshiping idols. Here is a human being that had everything in the world, and he makes an idol, he makes a nothing, and then he becomes like that nothing. He turns into that nothing. You fool, you gave up everything to be like a nothing? You are an example for the world to study, to see the futility in worshiping idols. Hu yoireh, Belshazzar is an object of instruction for the world to look at and to understand how foolish it is to worship idols. Okay, it's late. We're going to stop over here. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll do some chumash.
Rabbi, may I say something?
Yes, yes.
The gematria of Elil is Ilem.
Ooh.
Aleph Lamed, then Yud Lamed.
Wow. Very, very good. Excellent, excellent. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, yes. Hi, everybody.
Okay, we'll be back in 1 minute.
I see you all the time.
We'll take a 30-second break.